expansion to McGee for the Northwest region, including cross-border, is essential as a key economic driver, socially, economically, and regeneration purposes. Clearly, we were going to meet specifically on, for example, a $10 million bid for a new teaching block that was applied for through the University of Ulster. And, you know, we were shocked to learn that out of that sort of money coming from the Exchequer rather than Northern Ireland executive, UU and Belfast got $35 million, $8 million going to Coleraine, and $10 million refused for McGee. And we're saying, like, what's going on? We find disappointment in that there wasn't an appropriate business case submitted to allow departmental officials to prioritise it. Stephen Vai is very clear, because of the roads infrastructure is not going ahead, there is money surplus in capital terms available to the executive, but they have to be for shelf-ready or shovel-ready projects, as one would call them, and sadly, we don't have any in McGee at the present time.
Well, is it up now to yourselves as politicians, to groups like U4D, and to the authorities at McGee and UU itself, to actually sit down, come up with plans for the future, so that when the funding is there, there are practical projects there that can be pursued?
We have to be clever, and I think we have to rethink. We have to meet with the university again to look at the various areas that they're talking about, whether it's sustainable technologies, whether it's a new Institute of Health and Wellbeing, or it's the industries that we know they're doing well, the creative technologies and IT sectors. But we have to work, we have to be much more clever. But I think we have a willing minister on that road with us.